Ah, Puccini. He's probably rolling in his grave right about now, and maybe even scheduling an appointment with a shrink somewhere. And it's all Woody Allen's fault. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Woody Allen, of course, has had a great film career with credits that stretch a mile back, but in the fall of 2008, he's going to stretch a little further when he makes his opera debut. Woody Allen will direct Puccini's Johnny Skeeky, the opera you're hearing in the background. Joining us to talk about this unusual collaboration is John C. Tibbetts, Associate Chair of Theater and Film at the University of Kansas and author of Composers in the Movies. John, good to speak with you again.
Hi, John. Thanks.
So LA Opera's general director is the renowned tenor Placido Domingo. He has apparently been chasing Woody Allen for a long time to get him to agree to do this.
And I think it's a brilliant stroke.
Why?
You've got celebrity status to get people into the seats. You've also got a comedy master to work on one of the comic masterpieces in the operatic literature, because Johnny Skeeky is Puccini's only comic opera, and it has a situation there that I think the Woodman would just die to tackle.
Well, the Woodman's actual response was this, quote, "I have no idea what I'm doing, but incompetence has never prevented me from plunging in with enthusiasm," unquote.
And while I believe he has the enthusiasm, I don't for a minute believe him when he says he doesn't know what he's doing, because music, classical music, opera, when you think about it, it's all over his films.
Right. He's used Kurt Weill in Shadows and Fog, some actual Puccini in Hannah and Her Sisters. And you find that his incorporation of opera into his films has been effective over the years?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the Puccini again. Manon Lescaut was in Hannah and Her Sisters. I had a chance to talk with him in the early 80s when Midsummer Night's Sex Comedy came out, and the glorious music of Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream is everywhere in that film.
Right.
And he spoke about, at that point, his own love of classical music and wanting to find more ways that he can incorporate it into his films. And you've got Stravinsky and Melinda and Melinda and Kachaturian and Scoop and Satie and Another Woman. You've got The Planets by Holst and Annie Hall. I mean, when you start to look for it, it's everywhere.
Well, you just could not imagine Woody Allen's Manhattan without that score, that, you know, the classic Gershwin music that he
absolutely
used.
We hear the Rhapsody in Blue in there. And isn't it fitting? Because he loves music that has a vintage to it, like a fine wine. And you'll notice in a lot of the pop music that he has used, you have that old faint scratchiness of the recordings to give it that nostalgic vintage quality. Well, in Match Point, he did the same thing with Verdi arias. He played us recordings that date back to the turn of the other century,
right,
with
right.
Caruso. And so we have that kind of scratchy, warm, nostalgic quality even in the opera that he excerpted.
Right. And in addition to Verdi, in that same film, Match Point, Woody Allen also used Enrico Caruso's recording of this aria, Una Fortiva Lagrima, from Donizetti's The Elixir of Love. La prima negli occhi suoi spunto quella fastosa e giovani in vidio sembra. The legendary Enrico Caruso probably recorded close to 100 years ago, singing Una Fortiva Lagrima from Donizetti's L'Elisir d'Amore, The Elixir of Love, used by Woody Allen. Actually, this was used several times in the 2005 film Match Point. And now Woody Allen will be heading out to L.A. to direct Johnny Skeeky, the comic one-act opera by Puccini. We're speaking with John Tibbetts.
And when you think about the setup in that opera, too, where you've got a con man conniving to dictate a fraudulent will, leaving a lot of money to himself, he's going to have a good time with that.
So you think this is, it's, you think it'll be a pretty directed performance that will hew pretty closely to the script? It's not going to be like a Peter Sellers, you know, everybody's in leather in a S&M bar or something like that?
No, I think he's going to have great respect for it and leave it in its period feel. Of course, in the direction itself, who knows? We might, maybe we could paint a Groucho Marx mustache on Johnny Skeeky. I don't know. In fact, it's led me to think what he might do if he were to film an opera sometime.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of maybe Carmen with himself as Escamillo and maybe Madonna or Britney Spears as Carmen. Or maybe he could play the clarinet in Rheinberger's Schwanda the Bagpiper, and we could call it Schwanda the Clarinetist. He could have a lot of fun with this.
Has he directed an actual music performance as part of one of his films in the past?
Well, he's directed an entire musical. It's the only one, and it's one that a lot of people have forgotten from 1997, or 96. It's called Everyone Says I Love You. And in that, he had such great respect for the music that he actually had his cast sing and record the music during the filming. There was no dubbing. There was no allowing for people who couldn't sing, like Julia Roberts. And Woody himself had some tunes in there. He's not done a musical since, and of course those were pop songs, but he's not yet directed an opera on film, no.
All right, but he does know how to deploy singers in space, which is what he did in Everyone Says I Love You. And I guess we're both being rather generous in our use of the word singers when we're talking about Woody Allen and Julia Roberts and Edward Norton, talented though they may be, they're not singers. But here he's going to have, you know, real opera singers,
The
L.A. Opera Company. Now, this is not the first time that Placido Domingo at L.A. Opera has, you know, taken advantage of the proximity to Hollywood to get film directors to come in and direct operas. So you've got William Friedkin, who's going to do the other two parts of this Puccini trilogy. David Cronenberg's going to do an opera version of The Fly. It's an obvious question, but what is the strategy here?
Well, people are all abuzz about that one.
Which one, The Fly?
Sorry, The Fly.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen there. I think there may be a lot more latitude maybe to experiment, but I just cannot see Woody Allen doing too much experimentation because the libretto of Johnny Skeeky really is can hold its own, and I think all he has to do is just let it fly.
Right. So, but, I mean, in terms of the strategy, and if we can put aside the insect puns for a moment, John, is there a question of kind of straining the credibility of the L.A. Opera, at the expense of commercial success?
Well, I'm going to go so far as to say the credibility of an opera company these days, I think, can depend upon the liveliness and humor of the people managing it, the allowances made for a more popular crowd, a younger demographic, play upon celebrity status a little bit. I don't see a problem there. I think people are going to eat it up.
Woody Allen hates L.A. Is that a problem?
No, that's a whole different issue.
Did the Met here in New York, did they miss their opportunity?
That's a very good point. This may not be the last time we see him working on the opera stage. Who knows?
All right. John C. Tibbetts is Associate Chair of Theater and Film at the University of Kansas and author of Composers in the Movies. John, thanks for joining us again on Soundcheck.
Pleasure, John. Thanks.
Woody Allen will do Puccini's Johnny Skeeky at the L.A. Opera fall of 2008. And on Monday on Soundcheck, the Fat Lady sings. Bucking cultural trends, overweight singers are often more accepted and even considered essential in some musical styles. We'll look at singers who defy the usual body type, from punk singer Beth Ditto to former American Idol contenders to opera singers. And live music from Israeli jazz pianist Anat Fort. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter, with Patrick Rivers and Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow. Our executive producer is Chris Bannon. We had help today from Valerie Lipinski, Josh Heilbrunner, and Adriana Rodriguez. I'm John Schaefer.